Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Stuttering in Silence. As always, I'm one half of your podcast host, Gavin, and I'm joined by Matt. Now, before we get into this episode today, we just wanted to take a quick moment to say thank you so much for tuning in. And we did put a lot of work into this one, so we really hope you guys enjoy. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Gavin.
What's up?
You know, the sky, planes, the roof, my hopes and dreams.
Well, that's good. Glad your hopes and dreams are up.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever comes up must come down. Kind of like I can't.
Bon voyage.
Wow, what an incredible pull! Yeah. See what we did there. Bon voyage.
Yeah.
The superhero that died in The Incredibles.
He died.
Yeah, bon voyage. Didn't he die?
I don't know. A lot of heroes died, I know, in that movie.
Yeah. I saw this, like, Instagram, and it was, like, this guy, he was sitting at the, or it was Mr. Incredible was sitting at the computer.
Yeah.
And the guy was sitting at the computer, and it was, like, all these people, influencers or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's, like, OnlyFans, boom, OnlyFans, boom. Kind of like the scene from The Incredibles when he's in the lair.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
How was your New Year's?
It was good. It was good. I had to work.
Of course.
Did you go out?
No, I didn't do much. I didn't do much.
Loser.
Just okay. All right. I'm going to go. No, loser. I didn't do much. Me and Sky kind of just chilled. It was a pretty laid back night. But it was a good time.
Were you laying back?
I was laying back, actually. Funnily enough, though, I don't know if it's because I'm unk now or whatever, but I don't really like going out for New Year's.
I'm in agreement. I haven't been out to a bar. Oh man, in a better part of like 2 years.
It has not been that long. Has it been that long?
Probably. No, yeah, I would say. You shouldn't count like where I work. Like if we're like, let's go get a drink at Creekside. Yeah. That's one thing. But I'm saying like, I haven't been out to a bar. Like, say we go to like Phoenixville.
Right. Oh, I guess you haven't been.
Yeah, I
the
haven't.
Last few times.
It, for whatever reason, I don't know if my frontal lobe became a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Just never. You know, I'm not that guy anymore, pal.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, I lost my drive to really go out and drink because, like, one, it makes you feel like shit, and two, you drink, you have a good time, and then you wake up the next day, and it's like. All right, I spent way too much money. I don't feel good. I ate so much bad food.
You know?
And then, you know, for me, I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
For the most part.
No. I feel you.
Like, if you called me one night and you're like, yo, somehow I got out of work or whatever, like, you want to go hit this bar with me? I'd be like, yeah, I'll go and drink with you.
Yeah.
But not like, all right, it's Friday night. Where are we going?
Yeah, like, I've drank with Gage a couple times, at like the GPI, the gravel bike in.
Okay.
But like, aside from that, like, you know, I'm not like getting like hammered, you know, and we're not going to like Phoenixville. Like, all right, we're going to Molly's, we're going to Bistro.
Going down the line.
Yeah. I get more out of it now. Like, if you were to come over or I come to you or we go to Cody's, wherever we go, and like we drink and we chill out and we eat and.
Yeah. Having a couple beers or like taking down a bottle of something at home with the boys, put on some good TV,
and then you're sober. You could drive home, like,
yeah.
I just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of that of like going out anymore. But you know, to each their own. I mean, admittedly though, I really wasn't even like that when I was 21. Like I remember I hit 21. I went out to a few bars. I'm like, all right, well that kind of sucks. You know, the only time I would ever go out was with you guys.
Yeah, felt that. But you know what is crazy? Welcome back to this little portion of the current events. It has been a wild week in current events. I'm sure you guys have all seen on Instagram and TikTok and whatnot. Now, we are just floating through a big rock in space through the Milky Way. But here we are, number one, the U.S. military action in Venezuela and global backlash. the United States has faced international criticism after its forces captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and brought him to New York to face drug-related charges. Now, the UN Security Council and several world leaders have condemned the operation as a violation of international law. The Trump administration has ruled out troop deployment to Venezuela despite the Maduro situation. U.S. officials say there are no plans to send American troops into Venezuela, suggesting a reluctance to escalate military actions even amid political turmoil. Now, American Airlines rolls out free high-speed Wi-Fi. American Airlines announced that free high-speed Wi-Fi on more flights, making connectivity more available on more aircrafts than any other carrier worldwide in partnership with AT&T. This could be a big travel industry shift. So we'll love to see that. The World Beekeepers in Louisville, over 4,000 beekeepers and industry leaders are gathering in Kentucky for the North American Honeybee. This is their massive expo. This event highlights agricultural sustainability and pollinator health and the growing interest in bee conservation. Leaving here, the CES in 2026, the tech news rolling out in Las Vegas. The giant tech showcase, the CES 2026, is underway with major product announcements and innovations from global tech brands. Expect big story materials on AI, robotics, and consumer electronics.
Happy New Year, right? It's a phrase most of us say with hope and fresh energy. A reset. A clean slate. A chance to leave the challenges of the past year behind and embrace what's next. But for the city of Philadelphia, the dawn of 2021 didn't bring peace. It brought violence. Almost immediately, as the city marked its first killings of the year in the hours just after midnight on January 1st, 2021. Tonight, we're going to unpack how a holiday celebration turned into a tragedy, what it revealed about the city's struggle with gun violence, and what it meant to be a community already bruised by the year before. Now, before we talk about the first deaths of 2021, it helps to understand what Philadelphia had just survived. In 2020, the city recorded nearly 500 homicides, 499 to be precise. That was more than 40% above the year before, with this highest total in decades. Violence seemed to ripple through neighborhoods of every type. Gunfire echoed in places where it had been quiet. Families lost loved ones, and city leaders, from police brass to grassroots activists, were struggling to make sense of the sudden surge. That winter, as the calendar turned from December 31st to January 1st, many people hoped for a break from the chaos. But instead, as the clock struck midnight, the city's violence simply continued. It was still early in the evening on New Year's Eve when the city braced itself. But exactly minutes after the new year began, gunshots rang out. At about 12:30 a.m. on January 1st, police were called to the 100 block of Rittner Street in South Philadelphia after reports of a man shot. When officers arrived, they found a 37-year-old man with gunshot wounds to the thigh. He was rushed to the Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, where he was pronounced dead at 12:57 a.m., Philadelphia's first homicide of the year. But that was just the beginning. A few hours later, shortly before 4:30 a.m., officers were called to a building on the 2000th block of South 66th Street in Southwest Philadelphia. There, they found a 26-year-old man shot once in the arm and twice in the head. He was taken to Penn Presbyterian Medical Center and later pronounced dead. Minutes after that, at 4:39 a.m., another man, estimated to be between 30 and 40 years old, walked himself into the emergency room at Temple University Hospital, collapsing with gunshot wounds to the chest and the shoulder. He was pronounced dead at about an hour after he walked in the door. Three separate deaths before most people had fully woken up on New Year's Day. While those three homicides defined the first kills of 2021, the wave of violence didn't end there. Philadelphia police responded to dozens of shooting incidents through the early hours of January 1st and throughout that first week. By some accounts, the city had already seen more homicides at that point in 2021 than at the same time in 2020, nearly double the amount in just the first few days. Gun violence was no longer confined to isolated areas. It was persistent, unpredictable, and hitting residents indiscriminately. Neighbors who traditionally felt safe in their block parties or family gatherings suddenly found celebrations interrupted by emergency sirens, flashing lights, and street closures. In some cases, victims were completely unaffiliated with conflict. Wrong place, wrong time. In others, early investigations pointed to arguments or ongoing disputes that spilled into the streets during a night meant for celebration. All of this was happening against the backdrop of a broader crisis. Philadelphia was still reeling from the 2020's dramatic homicide spike, and the violence that had become one of the defining issues for the city as it entered 2021. So, why was the violence so high going into 2021? Well, in big cities like Philadelphia, a combination of complex social and economic pressures contributed. The COVID-19 pandemic, which disrupted jobs, schools, and social structures, increased stress and isolation, greater proliferation of guns, more background checks, more weapons on the streets, reduced access to community outlets that often function as safe spaces for the youth. Experts and community advocates pointed out all of these factors and more. Some noted that lockdowns may have kept the people off the streets, but they also kept them out of structured activities that provide alternatives to violence. On top of all this, leaders acknowledged that police and community efforts alone couldn't fix the problem rooted in decades of structural inequality and under-resourcing. Efforts like violence intervention programs, job training, and neighborhood support networks became part of the conversation in trying to curb the trend. Philadelphia did not just start with 2021 with a few troubling cases, it went on to set a grim record. By the end of the year, police reported 562 homicides, the highest total ever recorded in the city's history, surpassing even the spikes of 1990 and 2020. That's over 500 families shaken by a violent death, over 2,000 people shot. Gun violence became an all-too-familiar headline, and every major neighborhood, from North Philly to Southwest Philly, felt the ripple effects in different ways. City leaders, advocates, and residents grappled with the emotional and practical fallout, how to support grieving families, how to restore a sense of safety, and how to rebuild trust in neighborhoods where the violence had become common. In the aftermath of that first wave of the New Year's violence and the record year that followed, community leaders and organizations doubled down on anti-violence efforts. Groups organized vigils, youth outreach programs expanded, the city council held hearings on gun violence prevention. Philadelphia even created a victim advocate office to support families affected by homicide and violent crime. Neighbors talked about a shared responsibility, not just policing, but community intervention, mental health support, and economic opportunity. And while many residents longed for peace, they also recognized that solving gun violence wasn't just a law enforcement task. It was a social one. A systemic one, a challenge that takes community, empathy, and investment to begin to reverse. Now, hearing about the first killings of 2021 isn't just a look at the numbers or cold headlines. It's a reminder that violence affects real lives, family members who don't ring out in the new year the way that they had hoped, neighborhoods that feel less safe, and communities trying to restore trust and meaning in places filled with grief. Philadelphia has changed since that night. Homicides have dropped significantly in recent years, and the city is now seeing trends toward lower violence. But the scars of 2021 remain, and they continue to shape how people think about safety, community, and opportunity. Every homicide, whether it's the first of the year or another day, is one too many. And while the city has made progress, the events of that New Year's Day stand as a stark reminder of how quickly celebrations can turn into tragedy.
What a way to kick off the year, Gavin.
I know. Well, I know we had been focusing more on like smaller towns and smaller communities and like the crimes in there. And it's funny that you, the last week you had said how you were tired of kind of talking about the same sort of things, like talking about like the family dilemmas, like the family violence and, you know, kids being hurt and that kind of thing. So, you know, when I found I was more, and I was saying that I was not tired of talking about it, but more so just like you get to a point where you're, you could only say the same thing, but so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I had said that, violence is becoming a is becoming a bigger thing in the cities, you know, because I think I forget which town we were talking about, but violence in the big cities is rampant, you know, and no better example of that than in 2021. Because I remember the headlines in 2020. Like, I remember people talking about how unsafe Philadelphia became. You know, you had all the, you had different, you know, sources, you know, whether it be, you know, from wherever it was coming from, it was everywhere. You know, and so I was like, all right, you know, try to keep it a little bit related to the new year, you know, starting off 2026. And then I found all these articles from 2021.
There was a lot of shootings, like that one you open up with getting shot in the arm, the head, uh-huh. like all that kind of stuff. Like, that's crazy. I thought you were going to go into like some serial murder expose.
No, we don't have any serial killers.
And it really see, and this is what I really feel with COVID, because you said from 2021 to 2022 there was an uptick.
2020 to 2020.
2020, yeah. There was an uptick in murders.
Well, yeah, 2020 had at the end of the year had 499 murders or shootings. And at the end of the year was, I believe, 592.
Jeez.
By 2021's end.
25%?
It's crazy.
Or 20%, whatever. Yeah, it is. It's wild. And that's why I think, like, you know, COVID, I think it did something to everybody. And, like, everyone always talks about this. Oh, this made me antisocial, whatever it is. But I really do think it almost, with lack of a better term, like, it dehumanized people in a way.
Yeah.
Am I wrong to say that?
No, I agree. I mean, I remember when we were in stores or we were in Wawa's and stuff, it's like, if you didn't have a mask on, I don't know, we touched on this years ago, but, if you didn't have a mask on, or if you, you know, weren't abiding by all of the, you know, whatever rules that store, that space had laid out, then you weren't allowed to shop there. You weren't allowed to be there. It was, you know, I had never experienced anything like that in my life. And, It turned people into like the ramifications, like the effects that we're still experiencing them today, because, you know, although not everybody's walking around with a mask on, even though we're all back to doing the stuff that we used to do, it's and I don't know how you feel, but I feel like we're still isolated.
I would agree. And that's kind of what I was going to. Now, I know the old adage is correlation isn't causation. So I don't want to entirely blame everything on COVID. However, you do have to kind of look at the examples we have set forth, you know. But and it's one of those things where, you know, you and I always joke when we come over that hill, like heading towards your house, you can go, oh, you see Philadelphia from here.
Yeah.
And for the most part, like, Philadelphia is a beautiful city. It's a city of, like, you know, strength. They always go the city your brotherly love. But, you know, in certain parts, I mean, I can't tell you how many times, especially during that time, 20 to 2022, even 23, Temple University, mm-hmm. kid gets shot or kid does it. And it's like, because it's in rougher areas when you walk around the corner.
Well, I remember, you know, people were upset and at people saying like, oh, this is years like 2019 or 2020. I remember people were like, oh, you don't, it was before COVID. So like, 2018 or 19, people were saying like, oh, people don't want to go into the cities anymore. Like, you know, I don't know why you don't feel safe. Like, you're just racist or you're scared or whatever it is, you know, being like, if you were coming from like the suburbs or whatever. And then I remember like vividly people arguing about it on like Twitter, mm-hmm. you know, and going into 2020, the crime spiked so heavily. The violent crime spiked so heavily. And admittedly, like, it's something that, you know, you don't think about. and being as though we don't, like, I don't live in the city of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't live within the confines. I'm not affected by it in the sense of, like, I live it every day, but I live it to a certain degree of, like, I know people that are from Philadelphia, live in Philadelphia. I go through Philadelphia. I go to Philadelphia. Like, you know, we're not very far away at all. We're less than 30 minutes away. If we get on the highway, we're all of a sudden, we could be at the sports complex.
Yeah, now we're at 476 and we're just...
Like, it's just crazy, man. And it's one of those things where it's like, Philadelphia is one of the largest cities in the country. And we probably, I took it for granted, like, because I remember, we'll go to the city and we'll go to the Phillies game. We'll go to an Eagles game. We'll go get cheesesteaks. We'll go get pizza. We'll go have a good time at, like, you know, Love Park or go to the museum or whatever, you know? And then this all happens and you're like, holy shit, what's the point of even going? Like, you know?
I mean, even just driving down there is horrendous. You and I, I got tickets and you and I went to the Phillies game. Driving down there, I mean, yeah, like, that is a one-off thing where, like, you know, my tire got popped.
That was crazy.
That was wild.
And then the people in front of us got into a car accident.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, I didn't peep
that. Big ass truck and the
Oh yeah.
I think the dude ran into the back of the trailer.
Well, it was funny because, just a little quick side tangent, there I got, like, I don't know, it had to be like 10 DMs. Yo, was that you on the side of the road? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And people are like snapping me, they're like, this you? I'm like, damn, bro. That's crazy. But regardless, you know, I don't want to knock on people who live in Philadelphia. I know people do love their cities and, you know, Philadelphia is Philadelphia. But when it comes down to it, you know, and I don't know if this comes from a person who doesn't live in a city. You know, I mean, Trenton wasn't anything to snuff at, but I wasn't to the age where I am now where I'm like, yo, I remember that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, you'd be like, all right, we're going to head to Philly. Be like, okay, all right, well, let's go get to our destination.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not, like, I remember I went to my friend's wedding. This is, I want to say, like, 3 years ago, before Christine and I were together. And it was a beautiful wedding, beautiful venue. But, like, the parking was crazy. Like, I got, like, turned around and... it was, like, impossible to find a spot. And then you're pulling into the side street. And then, like, you're like, oh, crackhead. You know?
Yeah, I mean, Philadelphia is safe to... I mean, it's definitely better now than what it was. I think the reasoning, you know, with COVID and everything, I think everybody got a little too stir-crazy. Everybody got a little too, you know, into themselves. Into, like, looked too deeply into their own lives. And they were all of a sudden, like... you can't go and you don't think about certain things. I don't think like going out to just get something to eat, going shopping, and doing things. And it was such a hassle. You remember going out and doing anything was such a hassle.
Still is.
People were so scared of getting sick.
Yeah.
And then every time you turn on the news, it was another 100,000 deaths because of COVID. And, you know, it was just fear mongering everywhere you look, and
I don't want to fear monger here.
Literally, and so now I think it's a lot better. I mean, you and I have been to Philly a few times together since then, and we, you know, I've been to Philly a couple times, even in the past year. You know, just and like I said, we don't live far away from it, but I can't, we live close enough that if I go across the country, I'll be like, yeah, I'm from the Philadelphia area, or I'm from Philly, you know. But, like, if someone here is like, where are you from? And I say Philly, they're going to be like, no, you're not from Philly. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, but it's like, look, you want to go to the Reading Terminal Market. You want to go to the museum, you know, see the statue of Rocky or whatever. Go to a Phillies game or go to a sports game, you know. There's if really going and doing most things in Philadelphia are safe to a certain degree.
I don't know about Reading Terminal Market. I've been hearing too many horror stories, seeing too many things. When I was there, I have, you know, some anecdotal evidence, I guess I could say, like, you know, I'm watching, and this isn't necessarily these people's faults for certain things, but, you know, a lot of homeless, a lot of people who were, like, just standing around, like, they're doped up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I remember when I was there, you know, some woman, she comes running up to me, and she's, like, asking me to, like, buy her food, and I did, you know, I was reluctant, but I was like, you know what? Like, do a good thing. Let me do the Christian thing. But then it's like, you know, I the only reason I'm talking about it is because it was brought up to me, I don't know, I want to say like a week ago. Me and a couple of my coworkers were talking, and then I'm like, yeah, well, this happened, you know, a couple of years ago. And like, you know, it was weird, but like, you know, I want to do the Christian thing and, you know,
yeah,
be helpful. And they're like, oh, those people that were scamming you. I'm like, well, no, I'm just buying her food. I'm not giving them money. And he goes, yeah, you can't do that, man. I'm like, and they're like giving me this whole rigmarole of stuff. And yeah. I'm like,
oh, you don't give them money. They'll just go buy drugs. It's like, dude.
Well, to be fair, I was talking to a drug addict. Well, he's right. Not an addict anymore.
I mean, my thing is more so like, you know, growing up in Norristown is not obviously Philadelphia. It's like a, like people want to make it seem like it's some crazy hard town to grow up in and stuff. And listen, it's not easy. You know, it's not like an easy place to grow up. It's a lot of dumb stuff that goes on. But yeah, I mean, Philadelphia itself, like I said, it's Philadelphia, Norristown, Pottstown, like all the surrounding areas that are similar. It's like, if you mind your own business, most of the time you'll be fine.
Unless it's you going to Wawa, Walmart.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's in suburbia, dude.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. You can't go out at all.
Yeah. Because like it's just one of those things. Like, you mind your own business, most of the time everybody will leave each other alone. And it's only when like you put yourself in positions where like if you go to an Eagles game, you know people are going to be there talking shit to each other.
Oh, for sure.
People are going to be rowdy. People are going to be, you know, doing whatever. They're going to be drunk. They're going to be...
Eagles fans?
No. Like, it's just what happens. So, like, if you go to a game and you're looking around like, oh, my God, everyone's, raunchy and everybody's cursing and fighting. And it's not that bad, but it's like... It's almost like another language with Philadelphia sports.
Yes.
Like, if you go to an Eagles game and, you know, let's just say, God forbid, you're wearing the other team's colors. Oh, you know, let's say you're
How
like
many videos have we seen of that?
Oh, yeah. You know, you're probably going to get messed with, but it's most of the time, I would say, it's all in love and war. It's like, okay, you get poked with, you jaw at each other, whatever. Only in select cases will you see, like, people going above and beyond to be dicks and like putting their hands on other people, or you know what I mean, or like if the one person says some crazy shit, you know. But
Philly fans saying crazy shit, that's crazy.
But no, dude, I think it's you know,
I want to get to the point, and you know, I could sit here and be like, we should do this, we should do this, we should do this, and it's people have been talking about how we're going to make this safer, make this and this, but I do fear that it might happen one of these days. I would just love to be able to be like, yeah, you know, we're going to Philly, whatever it is, and let my guard down a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Because in all honesty, and you know, I know people might be like, oh, look at this white kid, like privileges at the third, but it's like, you know, when you go there, at least for me, say what you will, but I do have my guard up. Like, when I went to that wedding, you know, I'm parking on, this little small parking lot, yeah. And I'm like, all right, let me make sure I lock my car, let me do this, that, the third, not that I don't lock my car anyways, yeah. But you understand what I'm saying.
Right. It's like it's almost like you're more hyper-vigilant about certain things.
Because I do feel that every other day I'm hearing a murder. It's unfortunate, or I'm hearing of this, and I'm like, that should never have happened. That, no matter whether white, black, blue, or orange, like, that person didn't deserve to die.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all stupid, like, when you hear, especially when it's in relation to, like, drugs or, you know, carjacking going wrong or something. But, like, obviously, never living in Philadelphia, I don't know what the day-to-day is like. I know, like, my family members live in Philadelphia. So, like, going there and staying there for an extended period of time was one thing.
And see, like, I am talking out of ignorance, to be fair, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's more so just, like, from what I've personally observed, what I've read, what I've experienced, what I see. And, you know, like you said before, like, we were going to just a couple months ago, we were going to a bar. And, like, you hit one road and, you know, just homeless people or, you know, whatever on the road. And you're like... It's not, for me, it's not that jarring because, like, Norristown also does have that, you know, mm-hmm. where it's just, like, you're driving home, all of a sudden you're at a red light, there's, like, six homeless people standing outside, wait, like, going to car to car. you know, and, you know, there was an instance, but it's more about how you handle yourself and as opposed to how other people are going to handle themselves, because you can't control anybody else. But I remember we were in Philadelphia after a Phillies game, and we were going through the subway, and this dude comes up, you know, he was like, yo, let me get some money. You know, he asked me for like $20 or something. I was like, I don't carry cash. Like, I might have maybe $5 on me, $10.
Well, you're not carrying cash right now because it's my pocket.
Oh, got me. But I didn't, you know, I didn't break stride. I just looked over. I was like, I don't got it. That's it. And then he started screaming, I'm racist, I'm this, I'm that. But you know what I didn't do? I didn't stand there and argue back with him. Because I know I'm not racist. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to say no just because he was a black guy, but I didn't have anything on me. So I'm like, I don't got it on. Like,
yeah,
you know, he was and so if I stood there and argued with him and started screaming back with him, who knows where that could have gone, you know? And so it's just about like, look, I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm going about my route. You're going to do the same thing, you know?
It's sad, man. The world we live in.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, I hope things, I mean, things have calmed down significantly as opposed to those 2020 and 2021.
They got to put that Rocky statue back. Still mad about that.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what this new year entails, but I'm excited for 2020. I'm excited for 2026. I know we didn't really do a small town this week, but I just kind of wanted to touch on more of like violence does have consequence, and it is really easy to, you know, to go through all these episodes and you know, listening to all these different crimes and kind of become numb to it. So this is more of just like a little bit of a recall episode of like, you know, this is in the area in which you and I both live, that, you know, this violence is very real and has very real consequence. So
as my coach, who I know listened to this, Zach Santangelo.
Yeah,
you are free of choice. However, you are not free of consequence. Yes,
it's a good one. But other than that, I have nothing else for you, my friend. So, do you have anything else for me?
I want you to have a great day.
I want you to have a great
day. And I want you listeners to have a great day, because I was lying to Gavin, but I was not lying to you guys. Have a great day, all.
And with that, cue the outro. All right, guys. Well, that's going to conclude this week's episode of the Stuttering in Silence podcast. I just wanted to thank everybody that stayed until the very end of the episode. We greatly appreciate it. If you're interested in more topics like this, feel free to set yourself a reminder for our show so you never miss an episode. We look forward to seeing everyone here next week.